Welcome to the Man Scouts Podcast. I am your host, Captain Conan, here with my good friend and a man of international travel and leisure. His name is Daddy Dalt. What was that international leisure like for you, dude?
Let me tell you, I got sick while I was over there. And I got
sick of these non-American cucks, dude.
No, I actually got I got pretty decently sick over there. And somehow fought it off for about a week. And then I got home, and then I got so very sick.
Man, that sucks. You can't donate plasma anymore, you know, because you went abroad and you exchanged money and drugs for sex. Then you came back with something, you know, so you can't donate plasma.
I know the whole time Ben kept telling me I had gonorrhea.
And you're like, I've never gone nearer.
Yeah, I was like, hey, bro, you got something in your tooth right here.
Heck yeah.
There you go. There you go.
We'll have to pay attention.
That's what real friends do.
People have to look at the actual video in order to see that, too. So it'll just drive up the views, you know?
Yeah, and it's perfect. No, but, dude, Italy was fun. Saw the Colosseum. I went there. So the real champion went there, which is pretty cool.
The real champion.
Yeah, me. What else happened? Didn't really talk to any cutie Europeans.
Ben kept saying you had gonorrhea.
Yeah, because I was sweating a lot. But dude, it's hot over there.
And it's I think I'm just a sweater.
I think I'm just a sweaty boy. I get really sweaty. Yeah, I think I must be. I didn't think I was, but I am. Spit a little bit saying that one.
And now you're sick and sweaty.
Now I'm sick? I'm not that sweaty now, though.
Dude, are you sick of the Chinese tying us for golds in the Olympics? I'm sick of it.
Yes.
I think we need to invade them right now just to assure our dominance. They're getting uppity, dude. They're getting uppity.
But how, like, are they doing this frequently? Is this, like, the first year they've done this?
Well, according to the total medal count, no. But, Chinese versus U.S. medal count.
Medal.
Recent years. And apparently in all caps, because my son put my computer on all caps.
Good. As he
but
should.
The U.S. topped the medals table with a whopping 126 overall compared to 91 for China.
Wait, what? 126 for Americans?
Yeah, that was not recently. Tied. That was old.
Oh.
We are tied. Okay. For 40 for 40. And then 40? In the Tokyo Games, the U.S. edged China in the medal count. Yeah, we did. finishing 113 overall. And 39 golds compared to 38 with the Chinese. So I guess we broke our record from last year.
So that's just in gold medals, though, not overall medals.
Yeah, that's in gold. Overall, we creamed them, dude. We cream pied them hard.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'd expect nothing less.
Yeah, dude. And there was this sweet moment where someone dressed up as Kim Jong-un and in front of North Korea, like, banged a teddy bear? I don't, like punched it? He's just dressed as Kim Jong-un. He's got a Winnie the Pooh, and he's punching it with a flag.
That is so bizarre.
And they just have to pretend all stoically like this is not happening.
And Kim Jong-un isn't there, it looks like.
No. He wouldn't dare.
Bro.
It's not a safe place for him, you know, outside of his country's borders.
What a... That's a bold move, I would say.
I know. Who do you want to dress up as?
Well, if I could dress up as anybody, probably Putin. I feel like he'd look good.
You dress up as Putin and go in front of the Russians and be like, oh... KGB.
Yeah, what did he even do, though?
I don't know. He was punching a Winnie the Pooh bear, and I don't know what that represents.
That's got to mean something, right?
Maybe. I mean, you know, maybe it means nothing. This is pretty funny, too. So one of our favorite athletes has announced that they're finally going to compete in the Olympics, okay? You ready for this?
our favorite athlete? Oh. Can't hear it.
It's Jake Paul.
Wait, but can we get that back on screen?
Yeah, I'm going to get it back on screen.
With audio, because that looks awesome.
Yeah, here we go.
There we go. I think this is it.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to enter the 2028 Olympics.
Whoa.
For boxing in Los Angeles. I'm sick and tired of waiting around, waiting for another gold for Team USA. So you're
not retiring.
Not retiring. Like, I definitely probably just added a couple more years onto my boxing career. Because,
anyways, dude, he's like, USA wasn't winning enough, dude. So I'm going to save the day.
Who was on the USA team?
For boxing?
Yeah.
Is anybody good? No names, I'm sure. I don't know.
Do boxers even do the Olympics?
Most of the best boxers probably don't. And the reason that is because their best career option is to stay the champ and remain the champ and take less head damage from freaking whatever rookie might be out there in the world that could mess him up, you know, head trauma stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It's almost not like even worth the fight. It's not like they're getting money for it.
Yeah.
If you're Tyson Fury. And you're freaking boxing for... I mean, what, he almost bought, like, how much money was it worth? It was like, am I wrong in saying it was $900 million? Am I wrong in that?
Whoa, wait. Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. It was some Saudi Arabia cats, so it might as well be. So, I first came upon our medals, okay? And in our medals, we got 0 gold, 0 silver, and 1 bronze teams. Okay. Let's see. Paris, U.S.
Yeah,
here we go. Let's see what we got.
Overall.
We got Omari Jones. Where's the whole team, dude? Come on. That's crazy, dude. So, yeah, he decided he's going to box for the Olympic team because we need it, apparently. It's going to be a weird thing to have something like that happen if he indeed makes it through the Olympic trials. Because yeah, I think you have to be, like, the best.
Yeah, you have to, like, qualify.
Isn't that what it is?
You definitely have to qualify, yeah.
But doesn't that mean there's,
you're going to get strictly drug tested.
Ooh.
I'm not saying that he's on anything, but I'm just saying.
What are you saying, dude? Say it in French.
My chest.
No worries. If you need to grab water, go ahead. So, yeah, dude, that's pretty crazy. I thought it was kind of like, maybe he's leaning into the villain motif when he's like, I'm sick and tired of waiting. Because that's kind of like mad disrespectful. That's super, super rude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like that's just
like. We didn't win.
So. Yeah, we also didn't win. So he's also not wrong.
He's not wrong. We definitely didn't win.
We definitely didn't win. Number one. Two, isn't that good? It's just kind of like how the fight game is?
That's the fight game, dude.
You know what I mean?
You're in it for a pinch. Saying?
So you're trying to talk smack. Also, his girl's kind of cute. She also looks like she's got some fake lips.
Wow.
Okay, hot take.
Hot take. And you have a PhD in this, am I wrong? You have a PhD in lip profiling?
Yes. And
that's why Dr. Beebe, go ahead.
From numerous case studies, I can usually tell upon first glance whether a woman's face has fake lips.
Well, I need you to detect if something else is real. Okay.
Oh, I'm in.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's a little scary. I'm not going to lie, okay?
Okay.
Don't be scared. Clutch your pearls. Get ready. What do you see?
You're going to freak me out right now, dude.
That's AI.
That's AI?
That's AI.
Oh, so much better than I thought. I thought it was going to be a jump scare? I thought it was going to be a tranny, if I'm being honest. I thought it was going to be a guy. I was like, no.
Oh, man. What would you rather have, though, to be honest? You're like,
AI.
If it goes to AI or tranny, you prefer AI, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's way
better. Does that mean?
Nah, no, that's hella straight. That's what that is. You know what I mean? It's hell straight. Anyway, so yeah, this is AI.
Okay, press play on it again. Let's see it move.
The motion is fairly rudimentary, but just
yeah.
If you watch it in scope, like you could get fooled. People are gonna get fooled.
That yeah, because it just looks like they edit the film, like slow it down and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that looks like a human, dude.
The question for you is, dude, how are you going to know if people are real?
I guess you just can't.
In the dating market.
You can do the old-fashioned way, dude.
Yeah?
You're going to have to join a run club.
You're going to have to look a gift horse in the mouth, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you're going to have to lick them. Dude, it's a struggle.
Join a run club?
You have to join a run club. You're going to have to meet someone at the grocery store. I discovered that gem the other day. Apparently, during normal daylight hours of people walking around, girls like to go to Target. Figured that out. That's pretty cool.
There's moms there too.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I saw some not moms there.
Your not mom detector went off.
Yeah,
I was like that one doesn't. That one doesn't look like a mother.
She doesn't look like a mom, and possibly could be single. Saw a cute girl at the gym today, but my back's upset. So,
so that means can't talk to her when the back is out of whack.
Bro, it's like debilitating. It's horrible.
I believe it, dude. It freaking sucks. I'm so sorry.
Because it's just like demasculating. It's like, oh, great.
Ugh. It's emasculating, yeah.
You're like half a man.
But are you like half a man the way, you know, Patrick Stewart as the X-Men guy is half a man? What's his name? He's the main bald guy. X-Men.
Oh, Charles Xavier?
Charles Xavier, dude. He's half a man.
Charles Xavier. Charles. You're like Charizard Xavier.
Charmander Xavier? You know.
Yeah, no, it's Charles Xavier, dude.
Yeah, dude, you could be half a man like him.
I could be paralyzed from the waist down. He can still move his arms, I think.
Yeah,
honestly, though, he's got
moving everything with his mind.
Yeah, this is not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. All right, here's another one. Here's another fake one.
That's fake, too?
That's fake.
Stomach kind of looks fake anyway. She's definitely sucking it. Looks believable
fake. The crazy thing here is like you can see the entire prompt that they used to generate it. This is where it gets interesting to me. Polaroid photo with Visco filter, 1990, a gorgeous woman at night, flash photo, selfie, freckled, blonde, cute, young face, sexy, perfect curve, linear body, Salomon? Colored bikini, detailed, tropical, beautiful shadows, tropical plums. Look at that, dude. They're getting so detailed. They said Visco filter 90s. I saw some ones that were so scary to me.
I'm going
to
say this, though. They were so
scary to me. Yeah.
Still got it wrong, dude. I didn't see a single freckle on that girl.
That's true. We didn't.
They said freckles. Didn't see a freckle.
Maybe there was somewhere. Didn't see it.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. AI.
What's a scary one that you saw?
Well, I saw a scary one that they made it look like a crappy Snapchat photo. They made it look like this person took a crappy Snapchat photo of themselves, and it looked like it was smack dab from 2011. And they used the reference. No, not 2011. It was like 2014 or something like that. They used the reference of the year. Snapchat picture this year, and it looked exactly like that. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, no.
What is this on? What AI is this?
There's this new one called Flux. Flux is doing it. Midjourney's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Midjourney's doing it too?
Yeah,
Midjourney's. Those ones from Midjourney or from Flux?
So those are some from Flux. So.
Wait, say that again.
Those are from Flux.
Okay.
Are you trying to make me say an naughty word? Flux.
No, I coughed and I didn't hear
it. I flux you too, yeah.
I flux you.
All right, you ready for I just want a reaction purely based on visual, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. No words. What you see at the three.
Lesbian month. Happy gay girls club. Happy gay girls club.
why are they upset that she's recording?
I don't know, but what the video, for those of you who cannot view, it is three larger
larger than life
female officers that admittedly do look like they root for the other team, you know, that they are a little light in their police issued loafers.
How do we examine that exactly, right? And the answer is it's intuitive, and also comes in the shape of a V cut in your forehead and your back of your head.
The hair is kind of a dead giveaway.
It's true.
They're like, lesbian month, happy gay month. Ooh. And then they come out and they're like, hey, you can't be here. And the shines of flashlight in mid-daylight. Here they come. They're walking over. It does look like a department full of lesbians. Back and better than ever.
Yeah, sorry, dude. The president called.
And you said, not now, president. You said, whatever you need, dude. Whatever you need.
The real president.
I sent you that Sam Hyde clip, first date, where...
Oh, my gosh.
Where he's like, not that, you know, but Hitler is asking you to be his number one guy.
Dude, and like, she's saying something like she has family in the Holocaust or something. You're and just like, oh, gosh.
Well, I don't even think they'd be as against Hitler as I am.
Yeah, dude. And the look of disgust on her face just gets worse and worse. It's so
awesome. I like the part, I say this at work all the time, the part where he goes, I dominate them at work, I dominate them with my skills, my finesse, I dominate them.
So used to dominating people,
I dominate the women in my office.
So funny, dude. Good old Sam.
Do you hear about this stuff, this whack stuff that the freaking UK is doing, dude?
No. Well, I heard that there was like rioting in like Leeds or something.
I mean, that's a part of it for dang sure. That's not even the craziest stuff. So like they're apparently they're like, hey, the people that are in the streets are like, yeah, we don't want immigration, right? Because we have a high amount of our immigrants that are Arab and changing the demographic of the country. And then there was also some Islamic local riots as well, trying to engage with them. So, dude, it was basically the Crusades. The Crusades are happening again in Europe.
But they've made it to Europe rather than taking place in, like, the Middle East area, right?
Yeah, in Turkey or Istanbul or wherever the Ottoman Empire is. I have no idea.
I don't really know. I don't know,
but
either.
We should look up the Crusades and become really just niche experts in Crusade lore, because that'd be pretty bitchin'.
Weirdly enough, I know quite a bit about the Fourth Crusade.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Doctor, proceed.
Yeah.
Enlighten us with your Fourth Crusade knowledge.
So basically, this is what happened, and I learned this while I was in Venice. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the Venetians.
The people of Venice.
Yeah, the people of Venice, the ancient folk of Venice. We're pretty wealthy due to trade, right? And basically they weren't playing nice with, I think it was the Byzantine Empire at the time.
Totally, the Byzantines.
It was whoever had Constantinople, right?
Yeah.
That area. Well, basically they were like, hey, you can't use our ports, you're not paying the taxes and stuff, you're not playing nice, we don't want to play. And so Venice... who, by the way, they're producing like one ship a day. They're like master shipmakers. They're doing great. Europe's like, we want to go on a crusade. And Venice is like, hey, we'll supply the boats. But on the way to the old crusade, we got to stop by Constantinople, oust the current prince, and get a different one that plays more friendly with us. And they're like, deal. And all they ended up doing was going there and sacking Constantinople and then leaving, which is crazy.
Sometimes you just get so worked up, you know what I mean? So like, you have a goal, you have a plan, and then you eat a pan of cinnamon rolls, dude, and that's the Crusades equivalent of that.
Yeah, and basically that's the reason Constantinople fell and it is now Istanbul, because it was Christian ruled.
That's crazy.
And then the Christians came in and sacked it. And then the Christians couldn't hold it because it had been sacked by other Christians.
Freaking wackos,
so Muslims came
dude.
In and they're like, well, we'll take it. We will take it then.
We will take it. We will take it. Dude, I find the Orthodox Church very interesting. Eastern Orthodox. because it's like, yeah, we have two branches. There's the Catholics and the freaking Eastern Orthodox. Yeah.
And the difference is what exactly?
It's a break off in history because they were at one at one point.
Oh, were they?
Yes, they were one.
Oh, see, I always thought it was because one derived the authority from Peter and the other one derived the authority from somebody else.
Let's see. You might be right. Now I have to double check because I don't want to get it
wrong. You want to hear another fun fact about Venice while you're looking that up?
Venetian facts, you traveler.
Dude, so you know St. Mark, Mark of the Bible?
Okay, right.
So he was in like Muslim territory somewhere, like buried, right? The Venetians went over there and stole his body and smuggled him out in a shipment of pork because Muslims didn't want to touch the pork to search through the pork.
Wow.
And they pilfered his body from the Middle East, brought him all the way back to Venice, where he sits in St. Mark's Cathedral.
Wow.
It's kind of cool.
St. Mark, dude, must be a cool guy.
They also stole these like four giant gold bronze horse. I think they're golden, actually. I mean, I saw them. I looked at them.
You saw the gold? Giant.
There's gold on them. Yeah. But they're like a weird, I don't know. There's some kind of alloy, but they stole them from Constantinople as like war trophies, and they put them on top of St. Mark's Cathedral. Well, then Napoleon Bonaparte, when he took over everything, he took the horses from them and put them in Paris, and since then Paris has returned them to Venice, and now they just sit inside St. Mark's Cathedral.
Wow, that's crazy, dude.
They're made in like 380.
Dude, I love that. I love old stuff.
Old stuff's cool.
I was not wrong. The Great Schism, also known as the East-West Schism, officially split the Christian church into schisms. Eastern Orthodox. Schism is what I used to call. Never mind. And Western Catholic churches on July 16th, 1054, in the year of our Lord.
1054, huh?
Yeah, the that's hell when they split these, dude.
What caused the schism?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Pope Leo of Rome excommunicated Patriarch Michael Ceruleus of Constantinople, who then excommunicated the Pope in response. He was like, no, you can't fire me. I fire you. And then...
seems reasonable.
The excommunications were nullified in 1956. What, 1956? Like, that's relevant. They had to put that. Like, both churches nullified the excommunication that happened 900 years earlier. But the two churches have never reunited, obviously.
So is there two different popes?
Yeah. I don't even know if the Eastern have a pope, a papal system. A papal?
I don't know if they have a papal system. I also went to the Vatican, dude. Went and creeped around those halls for a little bit.
How was that, dude?
Not as impressive as I thought it would be, if I'm being honest.
That's because you didn't get to go to the lower chambers, dude. I saw the Da Vinci Code.
That's where I wanted to go, dude. There was like workers that went through like a secret, like not a secret door, but it was a door I couldn't go through. And I took a video behind the door as they opened it. It's just a hallway. There's nothing special.
Lame, dude.
It's a staircase down to whatever. I don't know
why. I could totally see Ben being like, dude, let's sneak in. Let's sneak into the underground chambers, dude.
He laughed because he's like, this guy's like recording stuff. he hated Venice, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, this is lame.
He's unimpressed, dude.
To be fair, like a lot of it was kind of lame, dude. Like you see, like the big, I don't know what you call that. You know that famous like Adam and God when they're like reaching out, like their fingers about to touch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's all the Sistine Chapel. I think that's what. Yeah. That's called. You go in there. That's pretty cool, I guess, but. I feel like it's overrated. I don't know, man.
Dude, that's all we got in terms of culture is white people, dude. Come on.
Sistine Chapel? No, dude. No. Have you seen the Royal Jewels, dude? The Royal Jewels?
Dude, we're all about the jewels
in London?
Now?
Yeah, the family Royal Jewels, dude.
No, the Royal Family Jewels. Did you see the Royal Family Jewels?
I saw them. Yes.
Were they great? You like their jewels?
First of all, I went to my first castle.
Wow, dude. Congrats.
Kind of a
only
big
a matter of time before you conquer your own.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I conquered.
I feel like it's mine now.
Tower of London, dude. Where, wait, is this where she was executed?
Marie Antoinette?
Yeah, is that Bloody Mary?
That's in France. I'm pretty sure it's in France.
The Bloody Mary girl? Is that?
I think Bloody Mary is Marie Antoinette, but.
Oh, that's London.
Bloody Mary is who? Maybe they're different people and we got mixed it up. Oh, yeah, it's a different one. Okay. So Bloody Mary is the Queen of England in Ireland, Mary the First.
Yeah, I think she's executed there. Oh, there's like a bunch of princesses.
Over the jewels?
No, they just like, for some reason, they just chose the Tower of London. It's like a castle. They just like chose that area to like execute their princesses for some reason.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they like killed like two or three of them. There's like,
why'd they do that?
I don't think they're producing babies or something.
Well, then it's completely irrational. I understand why they did that.
It's either that or whoever the king was just like wasn't allowed to get a divorce and wanted a different wife that was hotter. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. It's one of the two. And then there was like a couple kids that got killed there too. At least the speculation, because there's this one king who died and his heirs was like a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old son. Maybe it was like 10 and 12. And the uncle is like, hey, I'll be king until you guys get old enough to become king. And that was the last time anybody ever saw those kids. And then apparently when they were like, I don't know if they were like excavating or something or what they were doing.
They found their bodies.
They found bodies of two kids.
Oh, man.
And they're like, like the skeletons, right? And they're like,
right.
But they have like a torture chamber there, dude. It used to be like a prison. Anyway. Now they keep the family jewels there, right?
Very nice.
And they're freaking cool as shiz, dude. They're freaking awesome.
What type of jewels are they? Now I'm really curious.
Like crowns, dude? Bro, there's like diamonds the size of like apricots, dude.
That's crazy, like, dude.
All the crowns, the royal scepter things.
Whoa.
Dude, I'm not even joking when I say this. Like solid gold plates that are like giant, size of my torso. Solid gold. I'm not even kidding. Royal punch bowl, dude. Royal punch bowl.
These must be really awesome in person because I've never thought to be hyped about the crown jewels.
Bro, they're
sick.
Was
there a scabbard? Was there a sword? Please tell me there was a sword.
I think there was a sword, but I think it
was
a
sword. What do you mean? You said that with such a disappointed tone. Dude, the sword's the whole thing. It's jeweled.
I'll tell you what they do. You know Tiffany? Diamond, the Tiffany, the jewels company?
Yeah, Tiffany, totally, dude.
You know? Like the blue box, Tiffany.
I only know Jared.
Tiffany is like a high-end jewelry store. You talk to any girl, like your wife probably knows what Tiffany is.
Yeah, I totally know what Tiffany is. I've totally been there. Totally got stuff.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. We said that.
And then at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rich. I go there.
Tiffany's is like a high-end jewelry store, dude. Like super high-end. So apparently Tiffany partnered with Smith & Wesson and commissioned a revolver to be made. Like a freaking sweet, like, golden-crusted revolver.
Just for the crown jewel people? Just for the royals?
Just for the royals, I guess.
Dude, people just get them stuff.
I know. Yeah, they had like a diamond-encrusted Glock. And
dude, how do we get sponsored by Tiffany's?
I don't know, dude. But this royal punch bowl, dude, I'm not done with this. Giant, dude. Like the size of like a tree stump. Huge.
It's a big old punch bowl, yeah.
Dude.
Could you swim in it?
Probably couldn't swim in it, but you could probably like sit down and have a little bath.
You'd have a little bird bath in it?
Yeah, a little bird bath. But dude, and then it had the royal punch bowl ladle. Okay? And the gold dipping end was like a seashell, like a conch shell. And they might have taken a real conch shell and just dipped it in gold and then put a giant handle on it. And part of the handle was like ivory or something. Dude, all I'm saying is you go through that and you're like, wow, the amount of wealth that is just in this room alone is insane. And it's only generating more wealth because you get idiots like me that go in. Because you can't just go in for free.
You got to pay, dude.
You got to pay the troll toll, dude. You gotta pay the troll toll.
How much did you pay for the crown jewels?
I don't know, probably 40 quid.
I don't know what that means.
That's I didn't know what money, it meant dude. Either.
That's not real.
I was literally, somebody was like, oh, it's like 40 quid. And I'm like, oh, that's cheap, right? I was like, 40 cents?
That's cheap, right? Dude, I want you to go gambling there, not knowing what the money means so bad.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I had to ask somebody. I was like, what is quid? I was like, somebody was like, yeah, it's not even cheap. It's like 40 quid. That is
pretty expensive for a tour.
Yeah, it's like 40 bucks. It's like 40 pounds.
No, so 40 quid is 51 US dollars.
Yeah, so it's like 40 pounds.
Okay, yeah, quid, pounds, whatever.
Yeah, so quid is like, I guess, the word that they use for bucks.
40 pounds sterling equals.
I don't know.
Pounds sterling.
And it was probably something like that. I don't remember how much it was. It was expensive, but totally worth it. It was like, it wasn't even like a tour, dude. Like, we just went, like, Laura gave me the tour, the VIP tour of, like, the whole place.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, but you could just, like, walk through and figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, there's little signs.
You could walk in and plot your Ocean's 11-style heist of stealing the crown jewels.
Bro, I'm not kidding, man. They got to be worth tons of money.
They got to be worth tons of money.
Dude, just, bro, nothing but gold. Golden giant gems, dude.
Why does that feel like a life goal I want to have, to steal the crown jewels? Like, I'll just, like, someday I will achieve my dream of stealing the crown jewels.
Bro,
I don't even have to keep them. I just want to steal them.
Yeah, just acquire them for a limited period of time.
And I just want to go on an Ocean's 11 heist. I want to come down, right? And yeah. Then there's powder, and, you know, obviously there's going to be lasers.
Yeah, laser
and,
beams.
And I have to go in there, and I have to dance to the lasers, just like that one Ocean's 11 movie. Dude, that is a sick scene. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The French guy. Anyways.
Probably. I mean, dude, it's been so long.
Dude, I'm going to make you watch it again. And by the way, dude, I don't think I can wait anymore. I think no matter what you say, I'm going to have to watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World without you. So.
You're waiting for me?
Yeah, you told me to wait for you.
Because you've never seen it.
Yeah, that's why.
You've never seen it?
We talked about this already. This
Let's watch it next premise. Weekend.
Oh, dude, we could watch it next weekend. Dude, is my family going to be chill?
Bro, it's not even have cusses in it.
It doesn't even have cusses?
I don't think so. Dude, it's my house, dude. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Tell me to leave or shut it off.
My father's going to disapprovingly look at you and say, Dalton, that doesn't invite the spirit.
I'm telling you right now, your dad's not going to have a problem with this.
Dude, I'm excited.
And if he does,
it's just got some great music.
I'm going to point at him. I'm going to give him a stern finger, and I'm going to go, Lyle, go in my bedroom. You could sleep in there, young man.
I'll see you soon.
You are not going to bring down the mood in this room. Go in there.
Rub his nose in it.
Yeah, I'll rub his nose in it. You think I won't? I will.
I'll rub his nose all over that. You'll rub nose. For sure, dude.
That's what you get, Lyle.
That's what you get, dude. But, dude, this is the freaking UK stuff. We went around in circles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
The UK. Check this out, dude.
Fighting over the crown jewels, dude. I don't blame
this guy. First of all, they have crazy speech laws there. Crazy. Ready for this?
Yes.
Went on to say that you did not want your money going to immigrants who, quote, rape our kids and get priority, end quote. This offence is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please?
So that's the gist of it, dude. This guy got 20 months in jail for a Facebook post where he was complaining about immigration.
Yeah, I've heard about that a lot.
It freaking sucks over there, dude.
Yeah, dude. I had some pompous Australian guy trying to talk smack on America.
Really, dude? When you were in the UK?
Yeah, dude.
What was he saying? Dude, he was getting saucy?
Yeah,
his breakdance girl sucks. She got 0 points.
He was all, first of all, he's like, oh, I lived in America for a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, where'd you live? He's like, Texas. And I'm like, nice, dude. Yeah, Texas is pretty cool. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, and I'm talking, you know, I'm talking about America because America's, when you're in another country.
That's what America is all about.
Yeah, because you, when you're in another country, you have to tell everyone how awesome America is.
You have to colonize their mind with our propaganda.
Exactly. And so I'm talking about it. I'm like, yeah, the greatest country in the world, everything. He's like, and I'm talking smack about Australia because I'm like, yeah, the only problem is there, everything's can kill you. Like, the spiders can kill you. The snakes can kill you. The freaking wombats probably are venomous. Like, everything's venomous and kill you. And he's like, yeah, and over there, you only have to worry about being a school teacher. And I'm like, he's making a school shooting joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Dude, that son of a bee. That son of a bee, dude.
Really?
Oh, dude, I want to dominate him right now in the Olympics all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, first of all, okay?
First freedom. Of all, the statistics okay. on that. Yeah, like super rare.
Yeah, super not common. And then he hits me with the.
You could probably find that wombat attacks are more common than school shootings.
And then he goes, "One's too many," and I just wanted to hit him in the face, dude. You cut hair, you piece of shit. Dude, I shouldn't have said the S word, but dude, I was like, he's a barber, okay? First of all, which frankly
is a feminine job.
Is a respectful career. However, no. I'm pretty sure he only does curl hairs. So,
hairs? He doesn't do doll hairs?
Girl haircuts, dude. He probably only does girl haircuts, and he probably colors them.
Yes,
like purple dude. And stuff.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'm going to say about that. No, dude, it was just annoying. It was like, yeah, and during COVID, you know how you guys were still shut down, like, last
For
year?
A long time, dude. It's crazy.
Like, we actually didn't because we're America and we don't listen to the government as much. We still listen to it quite a bit.
We said, though. Suck it, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, when they came for your guns, you guys bent over because you're too British. The same with Canada. When they come for our guns, we say, keep on stepping. Law just don't go around here, law dog.
Law dog. Dude,
good old tombstone, dude.
Dude, then the freaking UK police commissioner for one of the local areas makes this statement, dude.
Let's see it.
UK police commissioner threatens to extradite jail US citizens over online posts. Put them after you.
What?
Kidding me, dude?
What?
Yeah, dude. Is that not wild?
What? They dude. Think they can?
Dude, then something really funny happened. So there was a distributed denial of service attack, a DDoS attack, on all the local police networks. So they downed all of their websites so people couldn't report crime.
There you go.
They downed all of them in the local area with a DDoS attack, which is amazing.
Well... That's what you get.
That's what you get when you mess with America.
Dude, that's insane.
You're going to extradite me? Okay, come extradite, dude. Are you serious?
That's crazy.
You're going to take your bubby, your little baton, dude, and you're going to come apprehend me and extradite me?
That's the craziest thing. This is why it's so crazy. Because it's like, hey, we are going to send... Because they wouldn't send their own officers. They would send our officers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like, hey, will you guys go arrest this person and fly them to London for a law that they broke online over here? You're like, what? That's a protected right in this country, you psychopath. They can say whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, you fascist.
Oh my gosh, dude. Try it. Dude, that makes me want to just post.
I have
post.
A lot of posts about that, and some of them I can't share on the podcast. Why? So, because this has background words that are no-nos. Like, I'm surprised it has this word, to be fair.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but it's... Yeah, I just want to show you... I just want to show you the words on the screen, and this freaking art, dude, of like a USA guy and a British bloke... So they shut down their websites, but it's pretty sick.
So it was an American attack on there.
Yeah, yeah, it was from America. That you can so you can funny. Mostly always know where a DDoS attack comes from, at least like initially in terms of areas, because all it is a bunch of separate computers that have usually had some type of hack put on them, all trying to go to the website at once. So they overload the resources of the website and it crashes.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So they knew where the traffic from the website was coming from regionally through IP address, and it's US. So
hey, don't threaten us.
Don't threaten us, dude. We'll DDoS you, dude. I'll DDoS you so hard, dude.
Dude, I'll contribute to the DDoS attack.
Yeah. You just should visit the site manually. We don't even have to use malware because there will be so many people united just to visit their site at once. Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Dude, there was a DDoS attack on the Twitter Spaces last night where Elon Musk chatted with Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it crashed it for a little bit, and then they just waited and then did the thing.
That's hilarious. They're like, we'll just wait.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. A chance to chill with the boys. Sure. I bet you they filmed great content, dude. There was just, you know, beer bongs or whatever in the background, just waiting to Twitter space it up or X space.
That's awesome.
Anyway,
dude. Yeah. So what was that all about? They were talking about, are they having like a team up? Are they joining? Are they making like a superhero team?
There's a formal endorsement. No, that is a great point though, because Elon Musk is the closest thing we have to Batman.
It's true.
Great point.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
Arguably, he might be Batman of LA.
Is there some cooler rich people? I mean,
San Francisco, maybe.
You gotta.
Where does he live?
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He's in Texas now.
Oh, Houston or where?
I think he's in Austin.
Austin?
I want to say, yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Texas doesn't need a Batman.
What do they need?
I don't know, dude, but they don't need a Batwoman. Yes, they need a Catwoman, dude.
Me.
Oh, my gosh. So Ben has Catwoman on his phone, like, as the background.
That's such a Ben thing, dude.
Like the old school Catwoman.
Dude, that is pretty sick.
And it's like the scene where, like, she's kissing Batman. And I saw this meme, and it was like a cartoon of like Batman grabbing Catwoman and like giving her a big hug. And because Ben's like in love with the old Catwoman, right? And
which one?
The old school one. Like
there was the 90s one.
Yeah, it was the 90s one.
So there was Halle Berry. She was a Catwoman, but there was an older one. And I think I know which one you're talking about. I think it's Batman Returns.
Yes.
And it was Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ben was in love with that one, dude. Like, loves her. Like, so I'm telling you, like, them kissing is on the background of his phone. And I was dying because, like, the other day I saw a meme where it's like Batman hugging her. And then it's in a lot, like, you're like, what do you call it? Your default alarm.
Yeah,
on your phone, and it's like that, and then it shows Batman just like waking up alone or something like that, and I sent it to Ben, and it was like, when your dreams will never come true or something like that. I sent it
to him.
I was like, gotcha, sucker.
Dude, what a chump, dude.
It was funny. That's it so was funny.
Yeah, a guy can dream, and that's so Ben. That's like a peacocking type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I like that. Definitely. Like, my favorite thing is when he wears, like, Britney Spears-type shirts.
Oh, dude, you know? Yeah.
That's one of my favorite forms of peacocking. I want to wear the Veronica's band shirt. They're the ones that sing, I feel so untouched right now.
So Ben showed me them. Did he show you them?
No. I've listened to them for a while.
I like them a lot, dude.
The Veronica's freaking rock.
Dude. Yeah, they're good. And also very pretty.
Yeah. I mean, the closest thing we got to the Hex Girls pretty much in real life.
I'd kiss her on the mouth. And in the mouth, for that matter.
Dude, speaking of which, I want a Hex Girls shirt. That'd be sick.
I don't know what Hex Girls is.
Dude, get ready to have
you. You made that reference once, and I was going to pretend like I knew what it was.
Dude, the said everyone the same else time and knows I what anymore. I'm talking about. Everyone else knows.
What is it from?
Well, it's from a cartoon. Okay. So don't judge me.
What cartoon?
It's from a Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Why? That's them.
Yeah. I feel like I do know them.
Yeah.
Because every child probably knows them. That
yeah, dude, could you not see how like this would be a thing?
I could see it. Yeah, with could the Veronicas. Yeah.
Could you see it?
Can you feel it, Mr. Krabs?
They look like vampire Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, they do. That's a good point.
Exactly what they are. I think that's the best description I've ever heard.
Powerpuff Girls have a redhead?
Yes.
Do they?
Dude, speaking of which, another Peacock Powerpuff Girl shirt.
See, that's dangerous territory.
I get to the point where I just start dressing gay. No, dude, I'm peacocking. Why are you wearing a lacy shirt that has holes in it?
Powerpuff Girl shirt, dude, that's the problem. The problem with that is it's too close to, like, My Little Pony. Oh, there is a redhead. You were right.
Yeah, dude, you didn't know your stuff, dude.
I didn't know. Yeah, I thought she might be, like, brunette or something.
Nah, dude, she's the real deal.
Yeah,
first of all, is this a live action Powerpuff Girls with a hit? Oh, of course, dude.
Are they doing that?
They mess with the race. No, that was 2021. Dude, my Powerpuff Girls were white.
And arguably that would have been an Asian one.
Oh, dude. And you know what else I saw that was a live action rendition of something childhood beloved?
What?
Freaking Danny Phantom.
Bring up Little Mermaid. Oh, what? No. Really? Danny Phantom? Yes,
dude. Wasn't Danny Phantom awesome?
I loved Danny Phantom, dude.
Dude, okay. Danny Phantom. This was a AI rendition of it, though.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is a rendition of what it might have looked like.
This is going to be the real downfall with AI, is them coming out with like fake movie trailers that get
that
me all jazzed
so
up.
So hyped for something that won't happen.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. Ready? Here it is.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Doesn't it look pretty sick?
That looked terrifying.
It's just AI renditions of real looking.
It's the... this is a cool trend, actually. I kind of like this trend.
It's a great trend.
The
I love to see live action renditions of beloved animations.
Well, it's the trend is if, you know, Danny Phantom was a... What is it? A dark...
This is dark fantasy, yeah.
Dark fantasy, yep. Yeah, and they look cool as that, dude. Her? Oh my gosh.
Right? Am I right, though? Honestly?
And frankly, dude, she's probably hotter than the girl who's supposed to be the hot one.
Very true. I would agree.
Oh my goodness. If that wasn't an AI, dude, I would slide into her DMs.
You betcha you would, dude.
Good grief, dude.
You betcha.
I can't even handle it. Gosh.
Got me acting up, dude. You know what I mean?
Got me acting a fool. Also, oh, gosh, dang it, dude. What is that? Point North. They do a Danny Phantom shout out. So, anyway, that was it.
Oh, nice, dude.
I don't know if you ever noticed that.
Point North does? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do it in their song. That's right. Yeah. I don't remember now.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying they do a cover of the...
Oh, that would be sweet.
Wouldn't that be sick? Like a rock version of the Danny Phantom theme song? Legitimately, I have a search for the fans here. One of the episodes has a episode description in YouTube or Spotify that is simply the lyrics to the Danny Phantom theme song. That's the only thing in the caption. Yeah.
In ours?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that is awesome. Find it because one of the episodes is just, except I replaced it with your name. It was like, yo, double barrel, he was just 14. I think that's what I put in it. I put the whole theme song, dude. I edited the whole thing, and that's all that's in the caption.
Oh, dude, Gordy gave some reviews, by the way, and he said that the names of the podcast, he said they're on point, dude.
Hell yeah.
He said the names, awesome.
The names that got name dropped, is that what he's saying?
He just, no, like the names of the podcast.
Oh, he likes the title.
He's like, dude, you guys' title names? Fuck, great, dude.
It's got to be something that grabs you, you know? Dude. And not consensually.
Right, right.
It's got to grab you in an aggressive manner. It's got to really take what it wants.
Getcha. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, good stuff. Good old Gordy. Shout out, Gordy.
Oh, shout out,
Rob.
By the way,
I haven't seen Rob in a while. We need to go out there.
Yeah, I talked to him last week. Apparently, well, maybe we won't say that on air, but
yeah, say it after, Dirty Secrets.
He had a bunch of family up at the house this weekend. Cool. Shout out to Ian. Ian, you know, Jim Ian. Can I say his last name? Should I just say it?
Yeah, why not?
Ian Borman. If you need a physical.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
It's his birthday today. I saw him today.
Feliz cumpleaños. Shout out my coworker, Gavin. It's also his birthday, and he's a pretty cool dude.
Found out today, Ian Borman plays Warhammer 40K.
Oh, so he's cool as hell, dude.
Yeah. Yep. So
Skull for the Skull Throne.
Blood for the Blood God.
Skulls for the Skull Throne. Am I supposed to say the other one first? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I butchered it, dude.
You go Blood for the Blood God, and I finish by saying Skulls for the Skull Throne.
dude,
just so nerdy. Every time I think of it, Nate just, dude, in full confidence goes, Blood for the Skull Throne. It's so awesome. Dude, just comes up to me, and he has glasses on. I swear, he tilts his glasses down, full confidence. Blood for the Skull Throne. Just because he messed it up. He messed it up the first time.
Is that like the most iconic phrase in Warhammer 40K? Like the thing that everyone says?
It's definitely not the most iconic. Honestly, probably for the Emperor is probably like more iconic.
For the Emperor. For the Imperium.
Yeah, or like for the Imperium. But like anybody who knows like about Warhammer should probably know what that is, at least.
Anyone who knows should know.
Not like it's pretty common, dude.
Okay, cool.
It's pretty common.
The new video game coming out looks pretty sick, actually. Dude, I saw it.
I'm so excited.
Are we going to play that? We're going to stream this?
Yes. I mean, because you can play campaign co-op.
Yeah, like up to three co-op.
Yeah, me, you, and Alan, dude.
Oh, dude, Alan's going to play? Hell dude, yeah.
Alan and I have been looking forward to this for like two years.
When did it release?
September 9th.
Oh, dude. Okay, I got to put it on my calendar.
Yeah, actually, let me check to see what day that is.
Let me crest that off work.
Freaking might.
That's close to Apple release Monday, time as dude. Well. September 11th, I think.
Why is it on Monday?
No, maybe September 9th is their Apple event.
Why would they come out with it on a Monday, dude? That's dumb.
That is pretty dumb. You would think that, like, that's not the right thing to do strategically.
Bro, I have that day off now.
Really? You have Mondays off now?
I will.
Is it just Mondays?
What? No, I'll have, like, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays off.
Oh, interesting. Do you like that more?
It's actually more convenient.
Honestly, dude, I like your current schedule. Fridays off. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's not bad, but nobody can do anything till like 5 o'clock on a Friday anyway.
Well, you could get all the things ready and prepare, you know? You could be everyone's party guy. You're like, you pick them up from work in a van, like a bus. You're just picking up your buddies because you're ready. And in the bus, what do you have? Oh, no, it's refreshments.
Oh, drinks for all.
Oh, what's in the bus? It's the U.S. Dude, female gymnastics team.
I kind of want to go back to being like the unemployed friend who just, you know what I mean?
Why?
Just has fun.
What do you mean the unemployed friend? Were you that for a while?
I guess not, but you know, like the no responsibility. It'd be more fun if I see
you
want to
couch surf again?
Nah, I definitely don't want to do that. I like having a bed. I like having a setup. You know what I'm saying? A setup.
Yeah.
But dude, this is what I do want. I just want
to just quit your job.
Have you ever seen those memes where it's like me on a Tuesday and I'm like, they're at like a desk. They're like my jobless friend on a Tuesday and he's like skydiving or like running through like explosions.
But don't you need money to do those things?
Bro, I'm telling you.
The idea that you're proposing stresses me out. I have a hard time with vacation.
Trust me, dude. I get it. I had to take 2 days off because I was ill. Because I was the illest.
They said you were sick with it.
I was sick with it. Okay. And I hated it.
It sounds the worst, dude.
Actually, the first day wasn't that bad because I was so sick. I was like, if I had to do anything, I would die.
That's great.
The second day, I got a lot done. However, I'm lonely, dude. I'm a lonely boy.
Say more.
Say more?
Yeah. Speak the contents of your heart to this listen, loving kids, audience.
If you guys are lonely, you're not alone. Because old Double Barrel, your old daddy Dalt, is also lonely.
He has nobody. Violin.
He has nobody to lie next to him at night. And let me tell you,
dude, I come over.
Not enough.
Not enough. Not enough.
Not enough. Next weekend, you'll be here, and that's fine. But not enough. Not it's enough, not Cole. Enough. And I'll say this.
Say it.
And I'm going to say it in cursive.
Say it in French.
My back hurts.
From carrying
the weight.
The loneliness.
The weight of my loneliness. Everybody.
Yeah. My back hurts from carrying the weight of my loneliness.
Yeah, it gets lonely out here, boys, but we got to stick it through. I don't have anybody to lay my head next to at night. Used to have Colin, and then I had Ben for a little bit, and then I had Rob for a little bit.
And he's not just talking about this head.
And then, yeah, because I'm talking about Ben's and Rob's and Josh.
Was he a human centipede, dude?
A lot of people. Dude, I was bust up laughing because me and Ben, 30-year-olds, affording like a vacation in Italy, right? Sleeping in the same bed, dude.
Didn't you get lost too?
What? Yes.
Did you get lost?
Kinda, yeah, for a little
Tell
bit.
Tell me the lost story because you were posting videos on social media and I was like, dude, they might die. This is the worst fear I've ever had about going on vacation with
Bro,
Ben.
Bro, it's not that bad. You still have okay. like internet.
Yeah, but we also remember that one time we went to freaking Yellowstone and had no food. We were like, we're gonna be totally fine. We're gonna camp in Yellowstone. We had no food.
Zero
food. There was nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's stupid. Who doesn't have a store in Yellowstone for common things?
It's nature.
It's so stupid. There's tons of places. It's so well trafficked. They should have a grocery store.
You know what? I would agree with you. They should have it by now for at least those long tourist buses.
Or at least say something. Like, say there's no grocery stores in there. They make it seem like there's tons of places in there.
I bet you there's no cell phone store in there either. So,
well, I'll tell you what. So this is what happened. Me and Ben went to a nice steak dinner. And it was on one side of the Venice is an island.
Okay? Just two straight men.
Just two straight steak men dinner. Going to have a steak, nice steak dinner with each other.
Where?
In Venice.
In Venice. Okay.
And
just two men in love.
And we were coming back and we got caught in the rain. It was really romantic. Except it wasn't, dude. It's so funny because you watch movies about stuff like that. Everyone's like dancing in the rain. Me and Ben are literally just like under a tree talking smack. just talking mad trash. Just making fun, like blaming each other.
Dude, you're blaming each other in the video. That you posted online.
Yeah. And I did lead us down a wrong alley that ended because all of Venice, there's no cars. It's only like alleyways to walk on and like canals to like ride a boat down.
How much did you walk, you think?
Tons, dude. I had blisters. I had like 4 blisters on my feet.
It's crazy.
And I think I had 3 on one foot. And anyway, it was super funny, dude. It was a lot of fun. Lightning going off, and me and Ben are huddled under this tree trying to take shelter, trying not to get completely drenched. Didn't matter. We got completely drenched, just soaking wet. Right. And then we find our way back, and I lead us to like this dead-end canal. And Ben gets all upset. He's like, "You just lead me to a dead end?" He's like, "I can't believe you just led me to a dead end." And he wasn't actually upset, but it was just funny, dude. And then we took pictures soaking wet on the main bridge that's been there for like 1,000 years. And yeah, dude, it was fun. Not together. We took pictures of each other.
Right. You would never
take
pictures of each other together.
And then we went home. Not even
in bed where you were.
We showered separately.
Right.
And then we went to
the You missed more spots that way, to be clear.
Yeah. It's honestly more efficient if you shower together.
Preserves water. That's pretty sick.
You get his back. He gets your back. No, I was dying. We were busting up laughing, though, because we're sharing a bed, and then Laura and her boyfriend are sharing a bed. And me, I'm just laughing with Ben because I'm like, dude, we're grown adults, and we're still sharing beds, dude. Like, we're 30.
We're still sharing a lot of beds, dude.
I've shared so many beds, and we still do it. Like, I've done it with Kevin. I've done it with Josh. Like, I've done it with everybody, dude.
And fairly recently.
Yeah, and it's so funny, dude. It just makes me laugh so hard. Oh, my
goodness. Blood for the blood gods.
It's blood for the blood god. Skulls for the skull throne.
I said gods. Dang it. I was so close.
Blood for the blood god. Skulls for the skull throne.
Blood for the blood god. Skulls for the skull throne.
Yes.
I'm nailing it, dude. I'm so good. I'm in. I'm in.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
Did you see all the greatest Olympic moments before we end?
No. Do you want to watch that now?
Yeah, it's just a little montage to get you in the mood, okay?
In the mood for what?
In the mood for, like, vanquishing them in the next Olympics, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because we got to win. That's what we are, is we're winners. And I'm going to turn off the little, no, I won't. All right, here we go. Things we'll remember most in the Olympics. Pole vaulter, his dong totally flipping off the thing. Oh. This guy retrieved a cap from the pool. These athletes pressured this Chinese girl into biting her medal. This guy had a gun for some reason. I don't know what happened.
That is a huge croissant.
Yeah.
Cool.
Snoop Dogg's there the whole time. This guy got his pecs rubbed. That's pretty sick. That's it.
Hey.
There's the turkey guy. You see the turkey guy, too?
No, the turkey guy.
I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about now.
Didn't he win a gold?
No, he won silver.
Oh.
But he won in the coolest way without the protective lenses or all that other crap.
Yeah. Plus, it was only air rifle anyway.
Yeah, it's not real. Pretty lame. It's not real, dude. It's not freaking real. It was only air rifle? It wasn't a caliber?
I think that was an air rifle or an air pistol that he was shooting.
Oh, my goodness. I was lied to.
I could be wrong. I might be wrong.
What gun did the turkey guy shoot? That doesn't sound like a good search. Turkey. Let's do it. Boom.
What gun did the turkey guy shoot?
A Turkish pistol shooter, Yusuf Dikek. That's not real. That's not his name.
Is it not?
That is his name. Let's see. Complete the 10mm air pistol. Dude, boom. You're right.
Knew it.
Oh, dude, I'm so disappointed. Why is that so much less cool? It's not cool at all. Dang. I thought that was a real gun.
Yeah, dude. Ugh. Other countries are lame, real guns.
That's crazy.
Well, they do.
When you're in the military?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules, dude.
That's pretty sick.
I think I told this.
We got to love America because not only do they let us say what we want, we actually get to do real guns.
We get to do real guns. Despite what everyone else says, school shooters, I mean, I agree. One is too many. I agree with that. But
he's trying to apologize for school shootings.
I'm not apologizing for it.
I know what you're saying, but you're trying to like, hey, yes, while one is too many. Too many.
I agree with that. And nobody ever didn't agree with that. That's what this asshole was trying to get at, dude. That's what's so annoying. Can I say that? Can I say a-hole? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe I shouldn't.
No, that's fine. That's fine. He does have an a-hole. It's Australian, so.
Well, he's being an a-hole, dude. And it's like, one's too many. Like, it's some sort of checkmate. And it's like, hey, dude, you think none of us thought of that? Okay? Yeah, we all thought that one was too many, obviously. Okay? That's not the point.
Yeah,
the
but point taking guns away doesn't fix it. That's the point. And no.
Taking guns away doesn't fix the problem. Two, the whole point of having guns is to protect yourself against a tyrannical government. Okay?
Yes. And at which you point, have.
Yeah. Every other country has way more of a tyrannical government than the U.S. does. I'm not saying that we don't have one, because I feel like we kind of do.
We're getting there for sure.
And we're definitely getting closer.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get rid of some property taxes, I think. Hey.
I'm thinking it might be time to throw more tea in more harbors.
I'm just saying. They don't need that many taxes.
They don't.
They definitely need the property taxes. That's always been dumb to me, dude. Property taxes is stupid.
Yeah, property on anything you own is insane.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But I digress.
It's just a money grab.
Land of the free, home of the brave, where we still keep the right to defend ourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Come and try and get us, UK.
Come and take it, dude.
Come and try.
Come and take it.
Dude, I would love if the UK did that. UK. If the UK was like, we'll send our own guys to go get them. And it would backfire on them so fast, dude.
It would. It would indeed.
It would be so funny.
It'd be hilarious. So watch yourself, UK.
Yeah.
Until next time, kids, keep that freedom in your hearts. Keep it deep in your soul. You have anything else to say to the kids?
If you're not in America, think about coming.
Come on over. Unless
come on over.
You're trying to come a rigory.
Yeah.
We only accept the regus.
Do it the legal way. Have good morals, or don't come. At all. Yeah.
Love you a long time.
I love you a long time. Love you forever.
Bye.